Hey everybody, welcome to Puppy Training Principles. I'm Jason and this is my wife Lorelai with Cornerstone Dog Training, and we are here with a special guest today.
Yeah, we have Shauna here to tell her story of her dog training journey. So we're excited to get into it. Thank you, Shauna, for being willing to come.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so tell us about your dogs. So you have two dogs?
Okay. So I have Lulu. She's two. She's a mix between a German Shepherd and a Yellow Lab.
Yeah.
And then I have Aries, and he's full German Shepherd, and he is one. So we adopted Lulu from family members, and so we've had her since, and we know her parents, so we've had her just right from the beginning. She was very spoiled, and we just kind of would go with her. We had an older dog that has since passed away, but she followed him pretty much on everything. But we struggled with her with walks and just with jumping up on people, and just she was a little out of control. I mean, yeah, she's one, she was a little puppy. So Lulu, yeah. And I just said, I need to get help. I can't take her anywhere. And then our other dog passed away. He was six. He was very well trained and would do everything. He was a Yellow Lab, so he was an angel. But our neighbors next door could not handle their German Shepherd anymore. And so we adopted him from them when he was just almost a year, not quite. And I had known him since he was little. So it was kind of a mutual, like he knew me, I knew him. And then so when I got this full blown German Shepherd, he had had no training. And so we really wanted to go camping. I really wanted to take him hiking. I really wanted to go on walks. Yeah. And I was like, nope, can't do it. We can't go anywhere. We have to kennel him every time we go on a vacation. So we kind of started down that path and did that. And then my husband just kept going, you know, if you feel like you want to get him trained, you know, we'll do whatever we need to do. And I'm like, I'm on board. I'm on board. I will research. And I looked up, found you guys, and everything just went super, super smooth. Brought him in, and we immediately hit it off. And I can just say dog training was really good for my dogs, but it was more amazing for me.
Oh, I love to hear you say that. That's oftentimes we hear that line where people, it's almost like in the middle of training sometimes too, where people like they're training and they're like, then they kind of get this sideways glance and like, you're actually training me, aren't you? We're like, oh, you caught on. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of caught on to that with my trainer almost in the first meeting. I was like, okay, everything that you've said is life altering to me.
What do you mean?
Everything, like from the start, the one thing that was super important to me to find out about my dogs, because are that they need and they crave structure.
Yeah.
And they crave to be on a schedule. They crave to know where their place is. They crave that. And I immediately found that out when all of a sudden I was in control of, and I felt like I could say it and I wasn't being mean.
Yeah.
I wasn't, you know, we were working together, and I really felt like they could tell at that time that we were working together when we started. Because I got a little bit more confident with saying no or okay or come. I got the buzzwords that really, really helped me. And they just automatically, they were like, okay, I like this. And so yeah. I could just tell that it just opened up immediate connections and just that channeling. Talking back and forth to each other.
It's like they were waiting for you to step into that role, huh?
They really were, yeah. And at first they were like, oh my goodness. I could tell they were like, mom is kind of changing. But then they're like, okay, I like this. And now like I can sit here, they're in another room in their place, and they know that they're okay. And they don't have to be right by my side protecting me.
You know, it's funny sometimes, like I think in our minds, we equate freedom with a lack of a schedule. As humans, we do that a lot, right? No schedule means I'm free.
Yep.
And that's when life is good, because I can just do whatever I want.
And I'm never told what to do, or, you know.
Yeah. And yet if you own a dog, you understand this. Cause like if they're on a schedule, like they love a schedule on it. They've got an amazing time clock. Like if around here we have daylight savings, the dogs don't care. They don't know it's daylight savings. They don't care. Like this is when we do this, and it's time. And it's like, they have this amazing internal clock and schedule. The thing. So
they'll
it's just
part, one.
Yeah, part of who they are.
They do.
And so when we allow them to be that and to have that schedule and that structure, it really helps them blossom. Whereas we may look at that and think of that as restrictive. For a dog, it's like, this is how I play the game.
And you make the schedule in a way that works for everyone.
Exactly.
You're the leader and able to think through all of that. So.
So you started seeing that from the very start of training, you said.
I really did. And I could not wait to start training. I was like, I went home. I got my packet. I watched all the videos. I felt like you guys and we were best friends. I was like, I got you. Okay. And I'd get them all up ready to go. And we'd be like, okay. And it just, I know. And then, you know, I'm like meeting you guys. I'm like, I know you, but you don't know me. Anyway. But I was just excited, and my trainer was excited that I was so excited. But I had been wanting this, and I knew big dogs needed that guidance, and they love it. And you know what? We go on walks. And we could go camping, and we can go hiking. I mean, I have all the tools.
Yeah.
All the tools, all the resources, and the knowledge to do it.
Yep, I can. I feel very confident with two big dogs. And because I know at any time they could take over if they really wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But that is so cool for a dog to feel like. People don't often realize that freedom makes the dog feel like, well, I guess I've got a lead. I've got to be in charge of everything in this human world. Right. And it's very stressful. So.
And I didn't realize that dogs felt that way. That was the thing that I was like, oh, they want this. So this is a gift that I'm giving them by creating this place for them. When I tell them, place, they're like, oh, I can relax. A lot of times when my dogs go into their place, they look to the front door because they know that someone's coming. Yeah. And then they have to sit there until they're approached, and they know the drill. And it's just so much easier now, instead of having them go and maul and attack the visitor, which it wasn't a bad maul and attack. It was a kissy. <that we had. laughs>
Gotcha. So, you know, a lot of people equate a dog jumping up and mauling and attacking, right? The playful that we're talking about here, they equate that with a dog being happy. And you're saying that actually you feel like they're happier in this other situation. Tell us how you came to that conclusion.
Well, first of all, everybody starts yelling at them when they are going to attack, you know, say hi, and they're happy, joyful.
Yeah.
And they're like, damn, they're yelling at them. And that makes
level
me
goes up. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And it makes me uncomfortable. It makes the guest uncomfortable. And so if I can just have them sitting calm and then say, you know, you can come up and pet the dog and give them a love. And then as soon as they do that, then I will release them. And then they usually will stay down sometimes if it's a closer family member.
Yeah.
You know, but we give and take a little, but they just know what to expect. But it just helps their level, their calm, their crazy level calm down.
Yeah. Well, and dogs they're such great readers of the energy level in a room, right?
Oh.
So we know people, and I don't know if they're listening to this or not, but if they are, we love them. We know people that we would, if a dog's, you know, it's got the training and it's working on that impulse control, we'll invite them over because we know they're going to talk high. They're going to come home. They're going to say, oh my goodness, a dog. Ah! And they're going to, because, and then they're sitting there and they're like, oh, dogs love me. Right. They jump all over me. And we equate some of those things with it because that's what we would feel, how we would feel love. Right. When somebody gives us attention and touch and they feel that energy and they rise to it a lot of times. And so teaching a dog that they can kind of control that energy really is freeing.
Very. And I have two granddaughters. One is 4 and one is 19 months. And the 19 month old is just very comfortable with my German Shepherd. I mean, they're pretty much eye to eye.
Yeah.
And she just kind of is like, I'm just here and you're out of my way, mister. And Aries and Lulu will just kind of like back off and just be very, they know who's in charge.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Because they've been taught.
Isn't that amazing? Sometimes kids get it faster than us, right? Like they understand it's like, hey, this is my space.
Oh yeah. The lick and stuff. And she's like,
nope.
And anyway, it's been really fun to watch. And the dogs are very, very calm with the grandkids.
Yeah. That's excellent.
Good.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Good. How recently did you finish?
It was, oh my goodness. I'm trying to remember. It's been a few months. I was at the last graduation it was still warm. I think it was August. Mm-hmm. And and then I've been to the last like 3 meetings. I didn't make one because it was completely rainy and I didn't want to take 2 big dogs out in the mud. But so just probably under 6 months.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So in the last few months after finishing the program, what have you found? Like there is still work to be done, right? What have you found that you're still doing?
Yes. That's the thing is you guys supply the tools and the work for us. And then it goes really good. And then sometimes I might go relax a little bit and I'm like, So sometimes I feel like I have to start over a little bit with them. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys have said that's really normal. Sometimes we have to do a new thing of going to the back door and waiting, and they have to wait and they have to remember to wait before they go out. Mom goes out first. And then they have to come out second. And so I feel like what I've had to do is kind of go back and retrain a few times, but it clicks in a lot faster than the first time. They're like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Mom told me this already. And so now I got it.
Yeah.
So I have had to go back and retrain and sometimes I don't have their collars on, their e-collars. And they're like, I'm going to get away with this. Yeah. And then and then it goes on. They're like, okay, we're back. I got you. And so I've been trying to put their collars on more every day kind of a thing. And because you just have to let them know they go to sleep, they wake up, we're working. And it helps keep them pooped out. Like it's a job for them. So they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're high energy dogs, and I do allow them to be high energy dogs.
Sure, yeah.
I do. We run, we play a lot. And anyway, it's just, so we've done a lot of kind of retraining on things. I've got the tools, and so I'm like, okay, we're going to redo. And then I've been able to train them other little like things like shake and yeah, shake, and then sitting on their mats, their beds for camping. So, and they stay there. So yeah.
There's definitely a lifestyle change that has to take place, right?
Yeah. You feel like you have to kind of teach everybody when you take them in, you know, you're like, hey, now I'm teaching. So you've got to be on board with that. So yeah, that kind of has changed. You put everybody in a teaching mode.
There's so much
when they come to your house.
There's so much in dog culture and ownership of the, you know, that culture of like, that is wrong or misleading or treats dogs too much like humans so that they can't really be dogs and it makes it hard for them. You have to educate a lot, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, you do. And you've got to be able to let dogs be dogs and do their thing and not have to be the guardian over everybody. And yeah. I know my dogs, the shepherd breed, they really feel like they have to take care of everyone.
Yeah, if they feel there's a leadership void, they'll fill it.
Yes. Yes, they
as
will.
They can, which isn't yeah. all that great most of the time.
A lot of times, like if a one-year-old dog isn't really ready to do that, but they'll try and do it because they feel the need. And so they're trying to step up.
They do. And we still struggle with mealtime because Lulu is really good at it, the two-year-old. She's got more of that. Okay, mom's getting my dinner. I just sit back and chill. But Aries, I constantly having to like use my little educator. Sit, now wait, sit, wait, because he's so excited to get his dinner or lunch and he's just drooling. So it's kind of a work in progress with him because he'll be two in March. But every mealtime has been more, you know, of a it's a challenge. So, but you know what? It's fun to see that. Go through that challenge and then have that reward of them actually doing it. You're like,
I drive dog, right? So
yeah, it's exciting.
Learning how to control it.
What other perspective shifts would you say you had through training as you went through the process and this program?
I really feel that the tools were very important. All the tools you gave me for both of them. I mean, when I see people bringing in one dog to train, I'm like, that's nothing compared to two big dogs. So I'm like, everybody should be able to have, I mean, the tools that you guys gave us were amazing. I've always been a very hesitant about like e-collars and stuff like that. And I did have a bad experience with my older dog, but it was my fault and I was not trained. And I had pushed the button and I didn't know I was holding it down while looking at him and he was like bucking like a horse. And yeah. I threw it down and I did not want to touch another e-collar. Yeah. But these ones, when my trainer was like, we use certain ones, I was like, okay. And then I realized that these are seriously the best.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
And they are. And I wouldn't have any other tool. The prong collar, I was always like, oh my gosh, they are really being brutal to their dog having them wear a prong collar.
Yeah, when you saw that before.
Look the other way, you know? But, oh my goodness. So when I used to take Lulu and them out, the biggest thing, she would just pull and I'm like yanking on her. I'm like, yeah, we're just new to this, telling people, yeah, we're just new to this. And she'd be pulling me along. And then I found out that dogs, that's their natural instinct to pull when you pull them.
Yep.
I didn't know that before I came to you guys. Uh-huh. And so going through the e-collar, I mean, and the prong collar, I can walk with two dogs on my left side and they stay right by my side.
Yeah.
They're not pulling. I don't look like a comedy show going down the sidewalk like I used to with them running around me, tripping me. And then I would get mad and I'd go home just huffing and puffing. And I'm like, we're never going to do that again.
Yeah.
So I don't have that. I have, I, I even can put them at the bottom of my stairs to go in my house and the front door, and I take them off their leashes and they sit there, and then I go, okay, let's go in, and they climb up the front steps. So, I mean, just all the tools that you guys gave us to teach them, that's been the biggest. Yeah. And then also just the classes, the booklet thing, I would read through and try to thrive on that. And then all your tutorials were amazing. And they really go, oh, okay. Okay. And it gives you the confidence to step in and use them. And I think the thing that was hardest for me was to stick to the training and keep them on a schedule. I didn't realize the easier part was the dogs were like, wanted to be obedient at like that. So I didn't realize how hard it was going to be for me, but yet rewarding. So all the tools, all the tutorials, everything that you gave me, I appreciated all of them. I couldn't have done it without any of them.
Yeah. Well, and
thank you for using them.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, I did.
We hear a lot, you know, where you hear in social media and things about how bad certain tools are. And a lot of times we don't stop to realize that there are different versions of those tools as well. And
yeah.
And so, yeah, there's plenty of prong collars I wouldn't use. And there's lots and lots of e-collars I wouldn't use, or shock collars. But if you have the right tool and you know how to use it, because the tool's only as good as the person using it.
Yeah, that's 100% true.
Yeah, so if people come to us and say, well, can I just buy that e-collar from you without doing training? We say no.
You can go buy it online if you want, but
not from us.
Because we want to teach you how to use it right.
We want to teach, yeah.
And that is they're really, really taking away from their dog's happiness and joy if they don't follow through with learning how to properly handle that. Because I've even told some of my kids, I'm like, well, this is my favorite thing, but you really shouldn't have it unless you're trained properly on it.
Yeah.
So the training with the tools, it has to be hand in hand.
Yes, we agree.
No doubt.
So the workbook is one of the newer things that we've added to the program. And tell us about that. Tell us about how that was for you using the workbook as part of the process.
You know, there was, I don't have that with me. There was a section on why I was doing this. And it had me go step by step and kind of go in levels of why to get to the real reason.
Yeah.
And I loved that because I knew the answer to after every question. I'm like, well, this is why I'm doing it, is because blah, 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 blah. And then it came down to, I'm doing this because I love and respect my dogs and I want us to have a good relationship. That's where all those questions took me. And that's why I wanted to get them trained to have that mutual respect. And I wanted their lives to be as amazing as they possibly can. Because, come on, dogs and cats are pretty amazing.
Pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, they are. I have two of each.
Cool. Our hope with that page was actually when the schedule gets tough, when it gets hard, that the real motive would still motivate, right? Would keep us going.
Like, I really want to work through this. It's worth it.
It is. It is. And I did sit down and I worked through my workbook and I felt really good about it. It helped me process what I was doing physically to mentally and then really make it stick.
That's awesome. And just so people know that are listening, when that beginning exercise of figuring out why you're really doing it, Shauna's reason, it's great reason. And everyone's going to be different. Like maybe somebody else's reason comes down to their marriage or to something completely dog, not related, you know?
Yeah.
Totally.
But for them it is. So,
and yeah. With those steps that you guys provided and those questions, you get down to the real reason.
Yeah.
By those steps. Because I was like, this is kind of leading to me to where, okay, this is the real reason why I'm doing it. I really feel confident with that.
Not just, I don't want my dog to jump on people or whatever.
Nope. It was definitely out of pure love.
That's awesome. Well, way to go. Way to do that.
I know. I know. And I know.
It never changes. It's still work, right? Like, I like to say there's no way around the reps. Like, you've got to put them in. If I want to make my muscles more ginormously huge than they actually already are,
right?
I have to do the reps, right? Like, I got to lift the weights. I can't just think about it and hope it works. I have to, yes, be able to do some of the hard things. But there does come a point where you're kind of at a maintenance mode. And we want training that's going to, although it's not perfect and our dogs aren't robots, they're not going to ever be perfect. We want it to be able to come back quickly. I laugh at that too, because we'll leave our dog like with a neighbor or something sometimes when we go on a trip, and our dog will come back and it's like she's never been trained. jumping on
stuff. Yeah.
And
what
it'll
happen?
Because they know they can get away with it, right? And the family loves her that way, but it's like you can almost snap your fingers and she's like, oh yeah, I'm back. And it's just, it's real training that comes back. They don't forget it. We've had people that we've dropped dogs off to them, and they've, a year later, we'll talk with them. They'll say, we actually didn't do anything after you dropped this dog off.
From the board and train.
Yeah. Yeah,
they were a lot better.
They're like, we didn't do anything. It's fine. And they're starting to pull a little bit, and we'll say, well, let's try this, and and 30 seconds later, the dog will be back. And it's been a year since they've had any training, because they really get it. They understand it, and they cling to it.
Yep.
They do.
Work up front. So
they do. And my dogs were really treat motivated.
Yeah.
They still are. And as you said, it's still a work, you know, but the fun thing is I can take all the tools you've taught me and I can teach something new to them.
Yeah.
So that's, I've been able to, expand by just having the tools that you guys taught me.
I love that. I love when people come and they're like, hey, now what do I do about this situation? And we'll say, well, what do you have now that you could use? And they're like, well, I guess I could do a place command here. I'm like, yeah, that'd work great. That, or if you want to teach your dog to surf, you can use a place command to do that, or ride a skateboard, or walk on a treadmill. That's a place command, right? So they're all foundational skills to be able to get you to other places that you want to be.
100%. I totally agree.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for being here with us and talking to us. Is there anything else you want to share? Any words of advice you'd give to somebody thinking about training, or just any other part you want to add?
No, if someone's teetering, I say do it. It's the best for the dog. They feel like they have a role in the family and they're just not running amok. And I wouldn't have a dog without having them trained.
Yeah.
Ever.
And we talk about the work of training, but really there's work of having a dog that's not trained. And which do you choose,
because that way you're constantly saying, I'm sorry, and you have to cancel plans and you can't go, and you just get frustrated with your dog, and they don't deserve that. They deserve to feel calm and included.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it's done is, I mean, I can go fix dinner, not have everybody at my feet. I can go safe place and everybody goes over and then they watch me from afar, and that works for me.
Yeah.
So it helps.
And you also don't have your couch that you need to replace and the garbage tipped over and garbage everywhere, or all of those sorts of untrained dog situations. So.
Yep. You can just throw that out really quick. That has probably been the biggest help. Just it's created that calmness and just peace of mind for both of us, all of us.
Yeah.
So it's been wonderful.
You've done great work.
Way to go.
Well, thanks to you guys and our trainers.
You did the work.
Couldn't do it without them.
Oh, you're awesome. And again, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, you're welcome.